I'm very pleased and proud this morning to introduce the members of the task force of the Minnesota Health Insurance Exchange, and I'll let them speak for themselves shortly, and to also release this report, which they have prepared and worked extraordinarily hard over the last few months. And I want to personally thank every member of the task force who's here today, others who couldn't be here, for their dedication and the support. And if you look on page 3 of the document, you'll see the list of the task force members. They represent a broad spectrum of Minnesota legislators, business leaders, insurers, healthcare providers, the whole spectrum of people who are in agreement that we need in Minnesota to devise our own healthcare exchange rather than have the federal government impose one on us a year from now. The Minnesota Business Partnership supports this. The Minnesota Chamber of Commerce supports this approach. And we have a great opportunity, if we work together, to make this a success for Minnesota and lead the way for the rest of the nation. Now, you'll notice that there are DFL legislators standing in here and no Republicans. And the reason for that is we offered same two positions for the Senate Republicans and two for the House Republicans, as we did to the Senate and House DFL, and they declined to participate. You know, we got a task force involving people, as I say, across the mainstream of Minnesota, and they declined to be part of it. So when one of them says, you know, Governor Dayton is already moving ahead without consulting us on the kind of exchange he wants to see, you know, we're waiting for consultation. We're open to consultation. We invited consultation. Another complaint was that someone said they feared the task force would simply rubber stamp plans being developed by the administration. Well, I think that's insulting to the members of the task force. They're not a rubber stamp group. You look at their caliber and their experience, they certainly are not. And in fact, they're the ones who are leading us, not the other way around. We're the ones relying on their guidance, their expertise, their perspectives to shape this so it is truly a Minnesota creation. You know, there isn't a Democrat or Republican health care. There isn't a Democrat or Republican sickness. There's not a Democrat or Republican access to affordable health care, the best quality possible. That's something we all care about. And it's just a shame that they were unwilling to work with us to achieve that goal. The invitation still remains. Legislature's back in session. I invite them and urge them to work cooperatively with all of us.